Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today the Power of Christ Daily, the 16th of January 2016, titled Jesus Christ Curses. Jesus Curses. Brothers and sisters, today we can learn a lot from this particular incident that actually happened at the time when Jesus walked the earth. And we can use it. We can use it, what Jesus does. Because whatever Jesus does is also as an example for us. And once he has suffered before the cross and during the cross and died and rose again, and he gave us power, then we can use his name to do what he did. In fact, he said, "You will do greater works than I." The reason is not because we can do more than him. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We can do many times more. Why? We are still on earth. He was here only, did ministry for 3 years. He has given me 20 years. Now I am doing this for 20 years. If you give me another 10 years, I will do for 10 years by God's mercy. So whatever it is, that's his choice. It's appointed for a man to die once and thereafter judgment, he says. So I surrender my life to him and let him decide. But I believe that he will give me life, and whatever life he gives me, I want to do what he wants me to do. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to do exactly what Jesus Christ wants me to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the Holy Spirit to make me do what Jesus Christ wants me to do whilst on earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. The same prayer you can pray for yourself if you want to do what he wants you to do. Now in Mark 11:12-14, the next day Jesus was leaving Bethany. He was hungry. This is just the day he had gone in the evening there to the temple and checked around and seen everything. The scriptures earlier will say, the verses earlier will say, he looked around and understood what was going on, and it was late. So Jesus was leaving Bethany, he was hungry. 13, he saw a fig tree. Now this is, he's hungry and he saw a fig tree with leaves. So he went to the tree to see if it had any figs growing on it. But he found no figs on the tree. There were only leaves, because it was not the right time for figs to grow. When he says it, I'm reading the easy read version, because it was not the right time for figs to grow. In some versions they say it was not a season for figs to grow. Figs, the fruit. There were only leaves because it was not a season for figs to grow. 14. So Jesus said to the tree, "People will never eat from you again." His followers heard him say that. Now this is a curse. Later on, when I read another scripture, you will find that this is a curse. People will never eat fruit from you again. Now, why is he cursing when it was not the time for the figs to grow? For that, we have to understand that you will go and see theologians and historians writing these things. You can search in the net. And, of course, I also search in the net to understand. Some years ago, I've understood this, what is happening here, because God made me, the Spirit of God led me to search these things, to understand what's going on with the fig trees there. Fig trees, it seems, they will get about four fruiting seasons. Some of them, because of the conditions, the climate conditions and the earth conditions, can even do as many as 10 seasons, 10 fruiting sessions a year. So now, the way the fig tree operates, it seems, is the figs will come out first. The figs will grow first. When the figs grow, then the leaves will bloom, and to hide the figs. The leaves will bloom to hide the figs, so that it's not picked up by the birds or whatever. So, when there are leaves on the tree, the people know there are figs in the tree. So that is why Jesus was very hungry at the time. In fact, many times he doesn't eat. So much so the mother got panicked and go and started begging him to eat, you know. That's how he was working. He doesn't eat. So the mother said, "I had to go and beg him to eat." Now, so he was hungry, that means if he had decided he's hungry, that means how hungry he must already been and for how long. So he saw this fig tree from the road, deep inside there. He saw that leaves are there. So he said, "Okay, let's go and see for the..." He went to look for figs. No figs. He cursed it. Now, One reason why you are cursed is because he does not like hypocrisy. He hates, God hates his God, his Son of God, hates hypocrites and hypocrisy. So he cursed it. He's pretending to have fruit because the leaves are there and he doesn't want anybody to be fooled. So he curses it. Now, let's go and see Mark 11, 20-25. I'm reading from the Catholic version. Further scriptures. Earlier we read Mark 11, 12-14 from the Easy Read. Mark 11, 20-25 in the Catholic version. 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. This is actually, after he had cursed the fig tree, he went to the temple, and that's when he drove everybody out. You know, he drove everybody out. The money changers and all the goods they were selling for ridiculous millions of dollars were transacted there. Through, there's a segment by God's mercy I've recorded. He chased everybody out, broke the tables, because he said, you have made my father's house a den of thieves. Instead of my father's house is a house of prayer, now you made it a den of thieves. Get out. This is one signal for us to do business in the churches. Be careful, brothers and sisters. Because in case you fall on the other side and it becomes the pastors, you have to start watching this. When people are coming there, it has happened in my own congregation, I have to deal with it finally. Because when finally I came to me that people are doing, some of them, one or two of them are doing this, I have to deal with this. And of course they are angry with me. But I have no choice, because if not, I am allowing the Father's house, Father Jesus Christ, Father's house, my Father's house, to become a den of thieves, because people are just making MLM and overpricing and whatever, you know, don't want. Let them do outside. You're not stopped from doing business. You do outside, but not inside the congregation. Outside, you meet them and do whatever. But then this becomes that, you know, every time they meet, and these are the issues in the mind of this person, MLM, how to make a business, how to get them to meetings or whatever. Then that soul of the person already in trouble. So we have to stop this. The reason is we don't want the people also, that person's soul also we must love. The person who is doing this. So, brothers, pastors and elders, be reminded here what God is telling us. Now, Mark 11, 20 again, I'm reading. In the morning, as they pass, after doing all the cleansing of the temple, then the next morning, that means earlier morning and another day, so 2 days has gone by, the following morning, third morning, you know, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. The fig tree that you cursed has withered. 22, Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Can you imagine? This is Peter, Apostle Peter, no, at the time his disciple. Rabbi, teacher, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. Jesus' answer is this, have faith in God. Can you imagine? Fig tree has withered from his roots, you know. Withered, have faith in God. Then he goes on to say, truly I tell you, Jesus says, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. Now, we have to connect this statement by Jesus Christ to the cursing of the fig tree. Truly I tell you, Jesus says, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. He didn't say you'll go and do it. He didn't say I'll go and do it. He said it will be done for me. To be done for me, I must not doubt. One, in my heart. Where? In my heart. The mind may go wrong, going here and there and all. Then the heart obviously does. The mind must first be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There are segments on this we have recorded regarding faith and how these things work. But belief, that what you say. Now, you only say what you believe. There are a lot of people going around saying what they don't believe. Just say. You know, just say a prayer. Won't work. Will come to pass, it will be done for you. 24. So I tell you, Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. 25. Whenever you stand praying, Jesus is saying, whenever you stand praying, forgive. Forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. If you connect the scriptures, then you realize if you stand praying and you don't have forgiveness for everyone, you're not forgiven everyone, then your prayers are not going to work. Because it goes on to say, whenever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. This is one of the biggest problems. Unforgiveness is one of the biggest culprits in the life of a Christian. You know, I have mentioned this for years. When suddenly you tell them, is there any unforgiveness? No, they'll tell you. Then I will have to tell them, close your eyes and look at your mother, look at your brother, look at your sister, look at your boss, finally, then they realize they have actually unforgiveness. I said, the test for unforgiveness is this. When you see the person, what do you sense inside your soul? What do you sense in your heart? Are you reluctant? Are you willing to run away? Are you wanting to run away? You don't wait to sit there. Because forgiveness, unforgiveness you can cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, because unforgiveness is also a spirit. There is an unforgiveness condition in our heart, fallen nature heart, but there's also an unforgiveness spirit which will resonate with your unforgiveness in your heart and it will grow. The roots of unforgiveness will grow and damage your own life. It will damage my life. It damaged me. Before I came to Christ, the unforgiveness of people who were doing things against me was so deep that it damaged my life. Then when I come to Christ, I realize this, God took it out. So I could see the same people who are sending demons and all the other things, the other segments. I'll go to thegraceoflife.com, you'll read my story. They were doing all that. But finally when I saw this person, I don't feel the thing. I can meet him. And I felt sorry for this man. I felt sorry and pity for this man for doing all this. And I felt sorry because he's lost. Just as I was doing rubbish all the time. What about me? I was doing rubbish. Before I came to the Lord, I was adulterer, violent, drunken, cursor, everything cursed. That is why this cursing business, we have to see what comes out of our mouth. Even if it's a joke, don't joke. Don't joke, you stupid son of mine. No, don't joke, because words have life or death. You're releasing the words. No, I was just joking. The devil doesn't care whether you're joking or not. The devil is going to take what you say and go and deal with it. Oh, my intention is not there. Yes, if you're asking for something good, if you don't have backup by your intention, it's not going to work. But if you're saying something bad, the devil is going to use that against you. He's not waiting for your intention story. So remember this. Intentions are necessary when you want to get something good. When you want to heal the sick, you have intention. You want to get something from Christ, you need the intention. The intention, intention is important. But if you are just saying some stupid loose words and all, Jesus says, I'll make you account. He's going to make us account for every loose word we speak. Any word we speak, he's going to ask for an account. Why is he saying that? He didn't say every word that you speak with the intention, I'm going to ask you for an account. No. The scripture, check the brothers and sisters, check the scripture. He's going to make us account for every word spoken. He didn't say he's only going to make us account for every word spoken with intention. So brothers and sisters, but of course you want to get anything done from the spirit to manifest in the physical goodness for things, goodness for your family and all, you have to have intention, because you have to have a heart that doesn't doubt. Brothers and sisters, today we can use this. We can curse the pain in our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse every pain in my body to leave. Pain, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as a fig tree, Jesus Christ cursed, from the root you are uprooted, from the root you are withered, from the root you pain you will be withered and destroyed now in the name of Jesus Christ. You please try this, brothers and sisters. You lay a hand if necessary. Any pain you rub, you rub in the name of Jesus, stroking it in the name of Jesus Christ. You curse the pain and say, pain go, not to return in the name of Jesus Christ. And then you also say, I curse the spirit of pain. Get out, I bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. I plead the blood of Jesus on myself. If you return, you burn in the blood of Jesus Christ. Do not return, you will burn in the blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to surround me with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Satan, demons, you see this. I'm surrounded by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You come here, you burn in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, they can't take it. They run away. Brothers and sisters, the same thing. He cursed the fig tree and within they're coming to see her. I mean, within just over two days, the fig tree has withered. The fig tree has withered. One morning, he curses it. Next day, he goes to the temple and does all that. Oh, one morning, I don't know what morning is. He goes and sees the temple all this one day. Next morning, he's going towards the temple to cleanse the place. He curses it. And then, the following morning, he sees it. So, it's about one over day or 2 days. They do the calculation. I've forgotten. Now, friends, this is. So, it's a day or so. He withered from the root. But now that Jesus Christ gave him power, the pain can go immediately. You don't have to wait for a day or two. But the other major issues, you can curse cancer from your roots. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse you, cancer. I curse you. I don't care what name you're called. You're cursed from the root. You wither. You wither. You wither. Now, first bind the spirit of cancer. But first, of course, unforgiveness. This you have to settle. Because whenever you stand praying, forgive. I mean, God knows all of us have this story with us. We have something other, we are fed up with. Forgive. Forgive. We have to examine yourself. This examination thing, I put it permanently here. Examine yourself is 2 Corinthians 13:5. And of course, other things. If you think you know something, you know nothing yet as you ought to know. Okay? And if you think you are something, when you are nothing, you deceive yourself. Galatians 6:3. 1 Corinthians 8:2. Brothers and sisters, go through the fixed scriptures in the email, fixed below the purple line. I put fixed scriptures. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They speak in new tongues. Yes, new tongues, don't get complicated with this. First, cast out demons first. In Jesus' name, I pray. Now, brothers and sisters, so when you examine yourself, forgive all, forgive all. Then you curse the things that are not of God. I curse everything that is not of Christ in me right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you, get out and not to return. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed, brothers and sisters. Be blessed indeed in Jesus' name. Amen.